A press conference between NASA headquarters and the International Space Station got some attention recently. It was about making drinkable water from astronauts' urine.
The Expedition 19 crew inaugurating the use of the water recovery system to produce recycled, purified water.
NASA figures sending water into space wastes rocket fuel. Why pay good money if you can just reuse water that comes out of astronauts' bodies? Astronauts have recycled other fluid, but urine was kind of the final frontier.
Everybody's talked about recycling water in a closed-loop system, but nobody's ever done it before. So we're going to be drinking yesterday's coffee, I think, frequently up here, and happy to do it.
Three astronauts hold up their drink pouches.
And here we go, and here's to everybody who made this all happen.
Cheers! That looks really, really good from down here. We just wanted to say,
for all the jokes cracked in space, water is a pretty serious problem here on Earth. Is anyone recycling urine like they are on the space station? Well, it depends on how you cut it. NASA's system is a closed loop. It's water out, urine in, water out. Similar technology is used during some natural disasters, and the country of Singapore gets pretty darn close. Singapore recycles sewage water, but it's sent to reservoirs where it's diluted. So how far does America get with recycled water? Public service announcements hint at who's furthest along.
Southern California is getting drier. Go to BeWaterWise.com. Find out how your community is dealing with mandatory conservation.
For decades, California utilities have used recycled wastewater to spruce up landscaping and golf courses, but you're not allowed to drink it. Orange County goes a tad further. It replenishes an underground aquifer with recycled water. The utility draws water out of that aquifer. So it's a kind of water recycling, more like Singapore's diluted variety than NASA's fully closed loop. According to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, no city in America has astronaut-style water recycling. But some water utility managers predict some city will.
It is absolutely a non-issue from a perception standpoint, and purely from a perception. Oh, my God, you're making me drink toilet water. You know, get over it, because you've been doing it all along anyhow.
That's Frank Yeager. He runs the water system in Parker, a Denver suburb. Yeager says most water systems are more like Singapore's and Orange County's than you might think.
I was in New Orleans, and I had the chance to go through their treatment process, and they pointed out that 10 years in a row they had won the drinking water award for turbidity, taste, odor, and that water coming down the Mississippi had, by estimate, been through 12 stomachs by the time it got to New Orleans. They drink it with a little more scotch than we do, but they drink it.
Yeager says, think of the advantages a full water recycling system would have. Some cities would save energy since they'd pump water shorter distances. And you'd get a consistent supply of water since you can count on people bathing and flushing on a regular basis.
It is silly in this day and age to be worried about those types of things, especially here in the United States where we have such wonderful treatment process.
There's no federal regulation that specifically prohibits full toilet-to-tap water recycling. So Yeager says someday some politically brave local government will move forward. Just not his. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.